welcome to Awakenings. That was a bit of Breed. I love that piece of music. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. Hello, everyone that is just now getting in the chat room. Hello, hello, and all of you listening via CosmicDimensions.com, and all, those of you will be listening later via the iTunes archives and other podcast sites. Welcome to all of you. I hope this Wednesday is unfolding for you in a timely way, a way that is bringing you a lot of joy in your life. And if not, if there's challenges, well, hopefully we can get some of your questions answered and assistance today. For those of you perhaps surfing in for the first time and dialed into Awakenings here, Awakenings is an interactive live radio program that focuses on grounding the spiritual process of awakening. Here we explore the challenges in this process and advice. We'll offer a little bit of advice and laughter and guidance. And really, we're really tracking the successive changes of this individual and collective shift. We'd like to host dialogues and interviews, really discussions with all types of people that are just simply awakening and taking a state into their everyday lives. So if you're into metaphysics, spirituality, spiritualism, the occult, body, mind, health, fitness, music, creative, if you're an innovator, a creator, no matter what field you're in or what your interests are, if you're listening to this program, you have an awareness of the converging flow, perhaps on a subconscious level. Some of you may consciously notice that many people, no matter where they are or what they're doing in their life, people from all walks of life, all arenas of focus, are in a state of awakening, market awakening. Not, you know, this has been going on for a very, very long time, and many of us have been living with this awareness, psychic awareness, or aware of something more. But what I'm talking about is the collective, the mainstream collective, beginning to awaken more. And the great news with this is what we're talking about here is infusing our routines, our systems, our structures, our lifestyle, our culture, with the awakened state and all that that means. So more awareness, more consciousness, more love, more light, more wisdom, more health, more wellness, more abundance, more prosperity, more awareness of the truth of who people really are, so they're living from the template of that instead of from a deficit. So people begin to live from a full cup, an overflowing cup. People begin to live in the process of healing instead of the process of dis-ease, feeling uneasy about themselves, so that people begin to live continually and consistently knowing that they're meant to be here on this planet, expressing and experiencing as they are, that they're divine emanations or reflections of all that is, that they're that spark, an individual spark, individuated spark, so that they have something to say, something to do. So really, an awakenings really affects not just all walks of life, but all parts of our life. It really affects our self-esteem. Because imagine, and many of us come from, to a degree, this kind of background because our society has propagated this. Imagine growing up and looking around and feeling that you're not enough because you didn't have a certain something or drive a certain something or look a certain way or because the best jobs were such and such and the best schools were such and such. And if you didn't do what is in this box or this little pathway, then somehow something was wrong with you and you needed to get fixed or you needed to go somewhere to get fixed. Well, what if there's no fixing to do? What if there's no fixing? What if you're exactly perfect as you are? Now, that's not saying changing some behaviors or beliefs or changing some routine, getting some, you know, new insight and information in new light. You know, that this information age is really about the age of light, which we are in. We're in the corridor of the age of light. The Aquarian age is the age of enlightenment. And what enlightenment means, if you look it up, in a sense, many of us are already enlightened. It simply is, it's awareness. It simply is embodying awareness. If you go back to the etymology of the word, it's of being of light, being of awareness, aware of something. Like if I go in a dark room and turn on the light, now I know what's in the room. And maybe I already know what's in the room, even in the dark, because I can feel it out, or I can see it, or I can psychically see it. Or some people are just really good looking in the dark and seeing things in the dark without much light. So we're really moving from a phase of from just taking beliefs or ideas on that may or may not fit it, or may or may not be truth. Just because something's written doesn't always mean it's the truth. And you're really going to see this in the next few years. People are already starting to see this, but the next 5, 10 years, especially by 2015, 2020, 2025, you're going to see a whole revolution and evolution. That truth takes many different shapes and forms. There's ultimate truths, or the big T's, I like to say, universal truths, but that there are a lot of shadings with that. And many of our belief systems, our religions, our systematic structures have been based on these. And they may or may not be true, and they may or may not be true all the time, because as we shift and change, as we raise our consciousness, as we have more awareness, then our systems have to change, our beliefs have to change. If you look over time, the world was flat, and then that belief became not to be true. So there needed to be a change within that, moving from a Newtonian way of looking at the universe and how we fit into the universe. What is the universe, and what comprises energy? What is energy? What is this human existence? And from moving from that into playing in the realms of Einstein and the field of relativity, of string theory, moving into the realms of a David Bohm or a Rupert Sheldrake, or even who's on our program, Dr. Bruce Lipton or Greg Braden, it's the system of thought. We work within a system, but then we need to not get tied in or hemmed in by the system. We need to be able to expand the system. I like to say to expand the sandbox. So I'm very jazzed up about these new emergences, what's emerging through us as us. Very jazzed up about what I'm seeing, the undercurrent of what's happening individually and also on a collective level. You're also going to see manifestations much more quickly. If there are in alignment, this is one thing a lot of times people ask me, if one's wanting to draw something in or manifest something, why sometimes it doesn't happen? Well, sometimes it happens in a different form. Sometimes it's just timing. We're in synchronistic timing. So, other people, other things need to be put into place. But if it's for the greater good, wherever you're at, and I don't mean good, bad, but it's life enhancing for all concerned, and there's a collective piece to it somehow, it will be there. I had a situation yesterday that was kind of fun for me, and I love this. I have this happen all the time, but I still love it. I just still get excited by all the manifestations, the miracles, the confirmations, the validations. I call it surreal living. It's like living in the dream state, but yet awake, and not losing that interconnectedness, not losing that awareness that we are the glue, but we're what is glued together. We are the resonant field. We're a part of it, but we are it, and we also influence it, and it influences us. We're inextricably intertwined, everyone and all of us, because there is no separation. There's a separating out to experience ourselves individually. But even in that separating out, there's a seamless connection. So I forgot, over the weekend, I live near the beach. So over the weekend, of course, everybody knows it was Valentine's Day. If I didn't get to say hi and happy Valentine's Day to you on Friday, happy Valentine's Day to you today. make it a Valentine's month, a day of love, a month of love. So we're walking across the street. I'm walking with my dog, Yoshi. And this happens all the time, and I got to say, on a human level, it's a little button of mine. The light changes, and it's a residential area, you know, no businesses around. But the cars just stream so quickly, and some actually speed up. Even though, you know, you're walking across the street, you know, from the corner to the corner. So one comes, and I just put my hand up, and I just scream, stop, you know. I stood there because I thought, well, if I go back, I could get hit by the other one. If I go forward, so I just really put the intention out, and this car slowed down. And right then and there, I just saw this. I said, I'm going to call and get a stop sign put here in the neighborhood. And I just visualized this stop sign there, and I thought, that's going to just be much better for everyone, more peaceful for everyone. Then I was thinking about something that I wanted to do, an extension of this program, and I've been working on a TV project. And so anyway, 2 days later, I'm walking out, okay, Monday, or no, a day later. I walk there, there's a stop sign there. And I said, oh, good. I don't have to call now the city and put in, the stop sign was there. And then that day I get a call in regards to one of the TV media projects that I'm working on. And I said, whoa, I love this. It's instant manifestation. You know, only because, and not to say, you know, could it be hours later, weeks later, whatever, but it happened so quickly. What I invite you guys to do is just look, if something's not happening around you that you really want to have happen, not to get disheartened, but know that maybe something better is being figured out, or it's just a timing issue, whether with you or the other person or even something around in the situation. I had the dream of iTunes and using iTunes before it was on for my meditations and some other projects, spoken word projects that I had in 1999. And there yet really wasn't that avenue, and there wasn't the avenue of having this type of creative outlet, maybe that creation on there was all about music, and that shifted. So sometimes you might be just a little ahead in what you want, and then other times it may not fit in to the whole scheme in the most life-enhancing way. So sometimes a little bit of something you want might be held back, or you might think it's missing or you didn't get it, but it may be coming to you in a form. Well, it is definitely coming to you in a form that's even better than what you could have imagined. Down the road, when you look back at it, you go, wow, that even fits in better. Because it's not only the collective that's creations have to have a cohesiveness. Our focus, our intentions, our manifestations have to have a cohesiveness to the whole. They always have. It's always been that way. But now that we're in this major flux, there is a certain type of energy and a certain type of intention and focus that is needed right now. And if your creations, if your focus is more in alignment with that, then your manifestations will come about more quickly. And sometimes, you know, I work with people and they'll say, well, why did so-and-so's, this came through, and you know, for them more quickly than what I want? And I'll have to say, because it's somehow this fitting in with the overall more completely. And because we are focusing more on this unified field of consciousness, because we are in a space where we're taking more in the collective and how we fit into the collective and how we shape and form the collective and how our understanding and desirings are fitting in, then it is even more likely that if your creations, your manifestations from the ego, your ego personality are having more of a collective focus somehow, being of service, somehow giving back, somehow thinking of someone else other than you, those right now are tending to have more juice and getting propelled more quickly or manifested more quickly. The outpicturing is happening more quickly. All righty. Well, hello, everyone. Boy, chat room getting great and the phones lines as well. I want to let everyone know also that if you would like to interact in the chat room, you're more than welcome to just listen as a guest. But if you'd like to interact or ask questions from the chat room, all you need to do is register, and that simply is by putting your, I believe, name and email. You can use your real name or another name. And that will get you registered into Blog Talk Radio, and then you can interact and ask questions or give feedback in the chat room. And I'm pretty good about seeing it, but if you type in caps, it's easier for me to see, but, you know, not necessary. Sometimes I do catch the questions or the feedback in lowercase as well. Then if you would also like to call in, whether you're calling in to listen or calling in to voice your opinion or ask a question, the number is 347-539-5122. I'll give that again, 347-539-5122. And if you do have a question or a comment, if you just press the number 1 on the keypad, that lets me know that you want to be heard. Also, I want to let everyone know, please, if you'd love to keep in contact with Awakenings and also get on the Awakenings e-newsletter and receive updates and insights from us. We have videos and all kinds of things, and also keeping in up to date with any, you know, workshops or retreats or gatherings that we're having. That email is awakenings@selfinlight.com. And also you can go on the Facebook page. That's Awakenings Radio on Facebook. That's another way. And you can tweet me at Awakenings Tweet if you'd like to as well. We have a really wonderful group of beings that hold the space in the sacred space of empowerment, also known as the chat room, and also the Facebook page. I'm really seeing some wonderful feedback there as well. So it's all about connecting, engaging everyone, interaction, and also sharing your insight, sharing your unfolding, what's happening for you. You just never know how you're going to touch someone or also be touched as well. That's another focus. Sometimes we go to give to someone or help someone, and we end up receiving something. So we have with us today, which is perfect timing as always, Amanda Dow, who is a psychic and medical intuitive. Her first psychic experience was around the age of 7 when her mother crossed over. I look forward to talking to her about this. That's why one reason I love having people on this program is I just love the dialoguing, the sharing of having grown up similar. It's just wonderful to connect, right? Isn't that what we're doing here? We're all connecting with like-minded individuals and getting that inside information that we need as well as sharing it. So I feel very blessed to be doing what I'm doing here, just holding the space for everyone. So Amanda Dow, her mission is to empower people and coach them, giving them a roadmap to aid in their journey in life. Now, to accomplish this, Amanda combines a holistic approach with psychic messages. She also really likes working with indigo children or children that have had this awakening at an early age. And if you'd like more information on her, you can go to ancestor.webs.com, and we can get that more completely. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, wonderful. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Now, let me, what's the website name again? Can you give us the address again?
Sure. Let me pull that up really quick for you, and I'll give it to you. Sometimes it's kind of a hard web address to remember, but I will get it up here.
Yeah, and just so I'd like to give, because I'm putting this in the chat room, and thank you, Tammy, for putting this Awakenings page in there. We'll put it in the chat room, but then we have people that are listening just by phone or that will be listening to the archive later, so if we have that verbally for people as well, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's just http://ancestorofright.com ANCESTOR.webs.com. That's ANCESTOR of light. .webs.com.
Okay, got it. So ancestorofflight.web.com.
Webs.
Web. Yeah, okay. ancestorofflight.web.com, right?
Right, with an S on webs. W-E-B.
Oh, web.
S as in, you know, Sam.
Sam. Okay, good. Okay. All right, let's
That's okay.
Okay, good time. Okay, ancestorofflight.webs.com.
That's it, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure everybody has that. Okay, somebody called in earlier. Well, those that called in, there's a queue in line, so if you press press 1, then I'll know that you have that they'll have a question. And if you did call in earlier, then give me I need the digits of your name, prefix of the number. Okay. All right. Yeah, I saw you before, Ferry. Okay, I saw you before. I did see you before. Okay, so no problem. I got that line. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so, all right, good. ancestorflight.webs.com. Very, very cool. All right. I've never heard the webs before.
Yeah, it's kind of a new one that I had help getting, you know, put together, but I really like it. It turned out to be a really nice kind of website, so I decided I would just go with it.
Okay. And we have Dream Masters asking, yeah, it's Ancestor of Light.
Of Light, yes.
Okay, I'm going to put it, and then it's dot webs, I'm putting in the chat, dot com.
Com, yeah.
Yeah, everybody, I love this, because, you know, what's wonderful about the internet radio is that you can, as opposed to just terrestrial, I guess you can do that too if you're listening, but it's just easier, because a lot of people are by their computer, so we like to, you know, pull up the website so you get a bit of the visual, or a lot of times people will be doing research while I'm, you know, speaking with someone, so it's good for people to have that information, and then they know how to find you also, Amanda.
Absolutely.
So let's start, so much to ask you. Let's start a bit about your first awakening, and then we will be getting to callers in the next couple of minutes, but I just would love to get a bit of a background for the listeners, Amanda, and your focus and why you do what you do and how you feel about doing what you do.
Sure.
So let's
start.
So
you
want to
know, you want to talk about my experience when I saw my grandmother?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting story, because when I was a little girl, I was intuitive from the time I was walking on. So I hit Earth knowing I was intuitive. I mean, I was always aware of it, and my grandmother would always nurture it. She would tell me, oh, yeah, that's good, sweetheart. She would know that I would see certain things and feel or know certain things before they would happen. Or, you know, like I would say, Grandma, my doggie can talk. And she'd say, oh, the doggie can talk. Yeah, and she knew that I was communicating with my pet, my dog. And so she would always nurture that when I was a little girl. And then one day I just had a very bad feeling that something was going to happen to her. And come to find out, she had passed away. And it was very difficult, especially being a young child, to understand exactly what happened to her, because she had, you know, passed on when I was 7 years old. And I was very angry, because I thought, well, aren't hospitals supposed to fix people? I mean, that would be a commonality of a 7-year-old. They think that, okay, everything can be fixed just like that, but not everything can be fixed. When the body's tired, you know, it dies, and she died very instantly, and so I was very mad at spirits, you know, the spiritual beings, God, and I was pitching a fit, and then, you know, just out of the blue, my grandmother came to me and she said, "I'm still here. You know, I didn't leave you." And I thought, how's that possible if your body over there is not moving and you're in a box and yet you're over here? And she said, "Well, I've gone on a long trip and I'm playing hide and seek and nobody can find me. And you're the only one that knows I'm still here."
So you're having an ongoing relationship still with her, your connection.
Exactly, yes. Mm. From the time that she crossed on, I was very upset for, you know, I'd say a good week or two. And then, you know, I think finally the divine decided, well, okay, you know, this child, you know, is going to be really upset with us unless we kind of, you know, produce something that she can, you know, understand. And so, you know, by the grace of the divine, and I believe by God too, mm-hmm. I got my grandmother, you know, and mm-hmm. I mean, I still had my dog, but that wasn't the same, you know, as yeah. your grandma who babysits you and talks to you and nurtures you and says, "Oh, that's good that you do that." So it felt really good to have that relationship with her. And then she began to introduce me to the spirit world, you know, like there are animals and angels and people and, you know, loved ones that have departed. And I've just been able to do that from the time, you know, she was here to her death. And then I got more into the other side by her introducing it to me a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was any your other family members haven't noticed this at all, or did you share with them what was going on?
Well, as a 7-year-old, they find it, you know, they find 7-year-olds' imaginations to be very big. So, a lot of my family was not very, they're not supportive of it, but they would, you know, gladly pat you on the head and say, "You have a great imagination," or "That's nice." And, you know, some people are just very scared of it unless they really understand it and can, you know, tap into that. It's very hard. So I just kind of had to go through life knowing that my grandmother was still going to encourage me. And that's why I do what I do today, is because of my grandmother and also the connection with my dog, who is now passed as well.
So you got your guides on the other side.
Correct.
Or
yes.
This side. It's the same side, but yeah, you know what I mean. And then unfolding with this, so you were aware that you had this, I don't even like to say gift. It is a gift in a sense, but it's another mode of being or seeing in the world. How did that impact you, if at all, when you were growing up?
Well, being that I knew that I had this gift, it was always nice to be able to help another individual or just be loving to another individual. And pretty much anybody can do that. They can walk into a room and pray for somebody or give them a smile or tell them they look nice today. And mm-hmm. I just decided that I wanted to go further with it because I knew I had it, and it was encouraged. Oh, look at what you have. You know, you can see things people don't see, and that's really good because then you can offer them closure. And I think a lot about how I wasn't in closure with my grandmother, because when you have that kind of a relationship with a family member or a friend, it's always very devastating when they leave you in the physical world, because you're sitting there thinking, where did they go? They left me. What do I do? Oh, no. And then if you can come in and offer closure to somebody or say, you know, hey, they're at peace or they love you, or what have you, I think that is one of the most precious gifts you could ever have, even from God and the angels and spirit guides and all of that. I think it's just a blessing to be able to do that for someone.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a question here from Kurt in the chat. Do you know, whether from yourself or your grandmother, why you learned so early about the spirit world and some people it doesn't happen until later? Do you have any thought on that?
I think that we all are gifted in our own ways. I even think you are as well. I think that every individual is wired to God. I call it being connected to God, being connected to the divine. I always talk to God as my best friend. You know, hey, God, how are you? What's up? How you doing? Because I think that that's important. I think that we need to have that relationship, whether it's with God or the divine or the angels or all of the above, whatever your faith is, as long as you believe in something. And I think some people aren't really ready for the whole shebang, I call it, you know, or some people are ready to know or feel that comfort, or even, you know, have a friend walk up to them and say, hey, you know what, everything's going to be okay because I know that so-and-so is watching over you from the other side. You know, some people just need it in a certain way, and I feel like I just decided.
Seem to have lost sound. We seem to have lost Amanda. I hope she didn't get booted off of the. Let's see. Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear? Oh, here we go. She's back.
Hi there.
Amanda, sorry about. Hi. I don't know.
That was interesting.
They disappeared. You know, I tend to agree with. I tend to agree with you. I believe everyone. I had my first channeling experience at 4. And my parents didn't, similar to yours, they didn't poo-poo it. My mom was very intuitive, very aware, so it was kind of ran in the family. But I grew up psychic. And my sense is many children have, I think it's socialized out of us. I used to teach school, and I would see little kids. Not all of them. I like what you said about many times it maybe happens in different ways. Many times people have it in different ways or need it in different ways. However, I did find a lot of children, if you don't kind of just say it's your imagination or dismiss it, will just keep talking and open up more and more. And it would be like a conversation perhaps like you and I are having right now. They would just... Right? I mean...
I worked a lot with children as well. Yeah, I worked a lot with children as well. And you notice when they come in. Yes, I do. I do. I find the same thing. Because I've worked with children as well, like you have. And I find that if it's nurtured, they love it. If it's not nurtured, they'll tend to run away from their divine roots. And it's usually about the time that they enter into school, you know, schooling, because when they're really young, they're still connected to that divine. I think we all are, and I think that we have the divine roots, and I think a lot of us are trying to get back to that. A lot of us are trying to find a way back into the spirituality, whereas I'm already there. I'm more experiencing the physical now than I am the spiritual. A lot of people are trying to find that grounding to get back to the spiritual so that they have that connection to God. I talked with a little girl recently now that I'm working with, and she will tell me, you know, so-and-so is in the room and I can see them and what have you. So if it's encouraged, a lot of the children and people will continue going. But sometimes I like to call it, we forgot who we were. So we're trying to find that connection back to God, back to the divine, back to the angels, so that we can remember who we are.
Now, one thing you said that I'd love to pick up back on, where you said, before you were so rudely disconnected or the call was dropped, you were saying that some people just need it in a different way. And I think if you could speak to that a little bit, that would be great.
Well, I think that we all need things in certain ways. Like, I can remember, you know, just being small, like a little girl, and everybody has their own experiences. And I would get kind of a pat on the shoulder of a friend who would say, well, you know, I know that so-and-so is really looking out for you and watching you, and they're still with you. And I thought, huh, isn't that really interesting? And some people, you know, they might need a sign, like, you know, if they had a grandpa who had a pipe, you know, they smoked a pipe when they were little and whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, hey, I kind of think grandpa's around. Or, you know, they used to plant roses in the garden, and all of a sudden, you know, you get that whiff of roses or something, you know, or you just know that they're around you. You get a feeling like, like a tap on the shoulder or something. I think that all of those things are very grounded and very important, because I think that we need constant reassurance from the spirit, even animals. Like if you see a deer and you think of, you know, your long lost cousin or something. And even, you know, if you're thinking about a friend one day, like all of a sudden you miss your best friend from 20 years ago and you think about them and all of a sudden they pick up the phone and they call you. You know, I think that all of those experiences are just reassuring. Or, you know, you lost your child and then you have somebody come along who needs a heart transplant, and all of a sudden the child starts taking on characteristics of, you know, the child that died, and they tell you, well, we really love your child because now we have a heart and everything's okay. Just certain messages that come through in different ways for people to know that there is something out there and it's nothing to really be afraid of. And the only, you know, thing to fear is really fear itself. And if we feed that negativity, if we feed that energy, then that's what, you know, comes up for us in the energetic, you know, spiritual world. But if we continue to be positive and we look at all the things around us that are really positive, that we have the reassurance like, oh, they are around us, and we feel really good.
And how can you find that people can attune themselves more to the signs and receive the messages, I guess, more easily?
I find that the best way is to ask them to work with you. I tell the divine all the time, or, you know, the guides and angels when they're working with people, or even God. I say, you know, okay, give them a sign. Let them know something. Let them feel something, see something, hear something. You know, it might even be a song on the radio or somebody's pin. You know, all of a sudden they find mommy's pin and they miss their mommy, and then that's a reassurance. Because if you continually ask for that help, it's sort of like a prayer. You know, if you can attune your body to living your life like a prayer and being thankful for, I have a friend who says she thinks of three things daily that she's grateful for, and she writes them down, and she lives her life like a prayer. She educates with her words, and she speaks. And if she can't do anything like that, like, you know, educate people, teach people, have good things to say, then she just is silent and she doesn't say anything at all. That's when silence is really golden. And I find that, you know, that practice is actually very true in order to, you know, attune to your gifts. And if you look at the angels in the angelic realm, they always tell you, you know, we're loved and we're deserving and we don't need to think less of ourselves. I believe that everybody is equal and we're all equal in having this gift. And if we just say to them, hey, you know, could you just work with us a little bit here? If you really talk to them like you would your best friend and just say, hey, I really would like to know about that, or, hey, could you show me how to talk to you more? They'll give you ways. Could you turn it up a little bit louder? Could you speak just a tiny bit louder so that I can hear you? And if you're deaf, you know, believe me, they will, but you have to be ready for it. And once you go into that level of that consciousness, you know, you really find yourself not going backwards, but you find yourself with all these wonderful spiritual experiences. Sometimes it can be very overwhelming, very emotional. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can pick up on other people's, you know, emotions or feelings, and, you know, when somebody's sick, you know, they call that the mother's intuition. But I just believe if we keep talking to them, it's like talking to the divine, spirit, God, angels, you know, the animals, or your loved ones, and say, hey, talk to me a little bit more. Tell me what is going on. How was your day? What are you up to over there? Or, hey, could you give me some guidance because I have some questions. What would you do about this? They really do come to you.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of being open and using that awareness to talk to them and ask questions and being open to what they have to tell you.
It's the asking. And you hear that time and time again, the asking really does draw that energy in for you to receive that message. And I like what you say, you know, keep asking and even say, let me have it louder.
Well, I think that if we can get to that point where we're saying, can I have that a little bit louder? Could you tell me, Could you give it to me in a different way? I always tell people if I don't understand it the first time, give it to me a different way. Sometimes I will have people, as an intuitive and as a medical intuitive or psychic, or when I'm channeling for somebody or looking at an animal or an angel or even a cross loved one, sometimes I'll have them repeat the question because I need to hear what the loved one is saying or what the angel is saying for the person. So I'll say, repeat that question one more time. You know, how's my job going to be with, you know, finances? And then the angel or guide or loved one will tell me what they need to tell them, or they'll have some specific message, and I will really hone in and tune in to what they have to say. But they could be doing it through a feeling or a knowing, or, you know, just touching an object and knowing, hey, my grandpa is there, or just that real deep knowing is what we really need to attend to, and I find that that really works with any individual. And I always tell people, be as specific as possible when you are, you know, connecting with me, and know what your questions are, because that always helps not just the psychic or the intuitive or the healer, but it also helps the divine on the other side to give you that information right there in front of you that you need.
The best answer. I think with that, we will go to the phone lines, but I want to let those that are just entering the chat room and also those that are new listeners here that we are speaking with Amanda Dell, certified healer, medium, and medical intuitive. If you do have a question, you can call in at 347-539-5122 and just press number 1 on the keypad, and I'll know that you have a question. Our questions in the chat as well. And we love your comments or feedback. And again, that's Amanda Dell. And the website is ancestorsoflight.webs.com. Good. I want everyone to know how they can reach you, Amanda.
I think it's ancestoroflight.webs.com.
Ancestoroflight.webs.com. Okay, good. And it's also on the page, I put it in the chat room, but it's also on the segment page, the Awakenings Radio segment page. But just to make it a little bit easier for those of you that are listening via phone or will be listening later, so you can have it there verbally. Okay, well, we do have a caller. Are you open to that now, Amanda?
Sure.
Talk to some people? Okay. 917-517, you're on the program.
Hello?
Yes, welcome
Hi.
To the program.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. And what's your first name?
Svetlana.
Svetlana, hello. Hello, welcome. Meet Amanda.
Yes. I have a question about my personal life. I just met a guy that is, he's a little bit older than me. Not a little bit, he's older than me. And I seem to really like him, but I'm kind of like my age is I'm 26, and I'm thinking if I go out with this guy right now and like I want to marry someday, you know, like, and I don't know if I want to put that off, but at the same time I feel like he's a really nice guy and I like he's really interesting and there could be something, and I wanted to know if there really this could be something.
Okay, could I have his first name?
His first name is David.
David, okay. What your angels are telling me about David is that he is a very nice guy for you. He's very mature, very compatible. He's loving, he's unconditional, he's sincere, and he really does care about you. What I'm also getting to tell you is that marriage is in the future, but it's not going to be overnight or right now. So they want you to take your time with him and not run into it right away and just be happy with working in a long-term relationship for a little bit and then approaching marriage a bit later. But there is marriage in the future for you.
But is it with this person?
Yes, it is with him.
Really?
That's what I'm really getting from your guides, yes.
Okay.
Wonderful. There you go. So relax.
Okay.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, take a breath and relax and enjoy. Exactly.
Exactly, right? Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Okay,
thank you. Have a good day. Love and light to you.
You too. Blessing.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes we receive what we want. It's shocking.
Well, I think that sometimes, you know, we think that we have to panic in certain situations when we really don't. When we really let go, you know, I have a friend who teaches healing touch in Missouri. Her name is Linda. And what she taught me is that she was in a meditation class, and she said, you know, this meditator walked in and said, I have the answer to all your problems. And he took this pen in his hand, and he was gripping the pen really tightly, and then he said, here's the answer. And he dropped the pen. And he said, see, that's the answer to all your problems. And what he was saying is, let go, let go, let go and let the divine. Because when you really let go and you really trust that divine, you know, when you really trust God and you really put yourself out there and you trust those guides and those angels and those spirit animals to help you, believe you me, they do. And when you call them in and you really need them, they're there. They want you to ask them for help, and they want you to be open to it, but they really want you to surrender and let go and let them help you.
It really is about that trust, isn't it?
It really is, because that divine trust is what's most important.
Yeah. All right, another caller, 626-991. You're on Awakenings.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. Hello, Amanda. My name is Frank in California.
Hi, Frank. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been involved with a legal issue against a sibling. Her name is Linda. The last time I was in court was February 9th. I'd like to know, what is she feeling and thinking about the court case and me at this time?
Okay, I feel like there's a lot of tension in your court case, because right away when you were talking about her, a lot of tension came up and a lot of stress, but she's not totally against you. She just doesn't know how to resolve the issues. So she's in a bit of confusion. How she's feeling about you is really kind of a medium feeling. She doesn't know how to feel, except, you know, when I look at her and you ask me how does she feel, I see a question mark. You know, it's like one of those cartoon bubbles with a question mark inside of it, which tells me that, you know, she's really not sure how to feel about the situation. On the upper hand, though, when I look at the divine and I ask them how your situation is going to turn out, they tell me that they see your side being an okay, fair side. So it's going to work out for both of you where it's fair and equal, but I do see it working in your favor.
Okay, that's great. And how much time do you see? The next court date is May 11th. Will it be before or after that date?
It should be right at the tail end of April.
Okay. Okay. Just they've been playing possum with me and not wanting to turn over documents, and the judge was pretty adamant that they must turn over the documents. So.
Right. Well, in this situation, drop the pen and let go and let your divine helpers help you, because they want to carry this and they want to get you where everything is grounded and legal and everybody walks away without confusion or anger. So you're going to be okay.
Great.
Nice.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Frank. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I think the best piece with that, Amanda, was that reminder for all of us is ask your divine helpers, right? We don't have to do it all on our own. We can't. You know, I forget that sometimes, and I'm like, Michelle, why is the little you, the ego personality, trying to do, you know, hand it up. Hand it up.
Well, I went to go see a speaker recently here over in Missouri. She came in from Chicago, so Sonia's show, Cat, and she was talking about your ego being like a dog. Like some people are,
yes,
you know, chihuahuas, and some people are, you know, bull masses, those really big dogs. And it's just, you have to really train your ego. You have to train your spirit. I really agree with what, you know, she says. She's a very excellent vibrational speaker. Many of the teachers along the line that have books out and stuff have really inspired me to kind of bring it all together. You know, you can ask that ego to move over and have the divine come in. That's another taken from a good friend of mine. Ask that ego to move over and let the divine help you through. But I think it's always important, like, you know, we said before, let that marker drop, like that meditator said, and really trust those guides to come in, because they're not sitting there on a coffee break or a lunch break or anything else. They're right there doing their job 24/7, and they don't take breaks. And sometimes when we feel like they're not there, and this is a reminder to everybody, they really are there.
They are there.
Even when we feel like they're not, that's when they're really there, and we just don't realize it. And that's why we have to gear in and say, okay, we really need your help. That's important.
Absolutely. Well, and really what you're talking about, too, is because it is a retraining. It's funny, I use that phrase a lot in my classes, that it is a retraining only of the constructed ego. It's only retraining that part to be ever receptive or ever aligned. But once you do, just like a wonderful little doggy being, they learn. You know, that part of us learns to be receptive.
It really does, and it's about, you know, it's about your pet, your ego pet, having respect for everybody else. I mean, you don't want your pet, you know, to get on the couch and be all over somebody slobbering and biting and everything else. You want to train your pet to be, you know, this really calm, you know, energy. I mean, we all have fire, earth, wind, and air inside of us, and, you know, each of us doesn't have to be fiery or wind or air or spirit or anything. We're all just a combination of everything, and we're all equal, and we can really, you know, babysit our pet and tell it, you know, don't mark under the table, you know, don't put marking out there or slobber or what have you. Let's just, you know, sit and be good and let's shoot, because that's the way we want to be.
Oh, I love it. That's true. Okay, we have another, looks like Florida. Hello, 305-300, you're on the program. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. And to whom are we speaking with?
My name is Deanna.
Deanna?
Yeah, my question is mostly intellectual rather than directly about myself. As many people, except for Native Americans, my family and myself came from another country, and we
mm-hmm.
speak separate languages. As a receiver, what if the person spoke a different language when you're trying to perceive what they're saying to you? What is the language that the beyond communicates with you? I know it's the language of love, but how do you get it? Is it in images or sound?
That's a great question. I love people who ask these kinds of questions. Well, you know, I know a lot of different languages just over learning, you know, shamanic Indian songs and being in Song of Native American, and I know a couple of other languages. But if I did not know the language, the divine has what you call an angelic translator. And a lot of people haven't heard of that, but I find some way to understand whether it's images or knowing. And I also hear. And a lot of times when I hear, if I don't understand the language, I will hear it in English from a different source that's over on the other side with the divine, and that's how I communicate with people.
I'm not a divine translator. I am a, you know, physical translator. But I
right.
always wondered about that, because sometimes when I ask questions, the receiver or the perceiver has not gotten it quite right when it comes from an ancestor. And it's
mm-hmm.
the fact that the ancestor would not have spoken, you know, English fluently or at all.
Correct. Well, in my case, I want to know every detail. So I'm having the other side show me, whether it be pictures, I get the whole nine yards, seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, you know, and touch. And when I hear, it is purely English, but it is, you know, in another language to that person. Sometimes it will come out of me, just depending on, you know, what needs to be there for the person will be there. But I have what I call a spiritual translator that does follow me around as well to help me on the journeys that I do.
Interesting. Hmm. Is it just for me, whatever language they come in?
Right. Whatever language they come in, yes, it is pure love. You have a lot of, I see African, Native American spirit, and I'm even getting some Spanish guides coming in from, you've got all cultural languages coming in from you. You're just, you know, you might as well have studied anthropology, spirituality, and all kinds of cultures because you're very diverse, and, you know, the divine doesn't put a penalty on that. You know, we don't separate one religion or one divine, whatever, you know, it's just all equal.
That's good. I hope we all reach that stage. Thank you.
That's what, you're welcome. That's actually what 2012 is about. I believe that we're all going to come together, even culturally, spiritually, to support one another. And I think that that's what we're in for, even with the children that are advanced today. So you're speaking with the right thing, and you've got a lot of good coming in for you, even in unconditional love. So I congratulate you on the blessings ahead for you.
I love your name, actually. You know, it means loving, right?
Yes, it does. It does. I chose that name because I was born as a, I was born into light. I call myself the child of light.
Beautiful.
When you first mentioned the website, I thought it was the ancestors of light, rather than
right.
Yeah, like the bird.
It's light. Right,
light.
It's light,
yeah.
Because it's light because I came into the world with that divine light. And I got to see the ancestors as soon as I came out. It wasn't my mother I saw because I had complications as a baby, so I was not able to see my mother right away, but I saw the divine right away.
You know, man, this brings up, because of my website, The Self in Light, I had had messages early on, and it just hit me just now. It's the synchronicity of it, because even talking earlier at the top of the program about the age of light, the age of enlightenment, but there is such a focus, and perhaps will be even more of a more focus, a new understanding of ourselves as light, as light beings, and that the importance of light. There's even, you know, in medicine now, there's a whole new extension and focus of information as light. Heart
yes.
map talk, right? So this whole idea
yes.
of...
I've studied
right?
heart
you
map,
go nowhere
too,
going.
And that's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just wonderful. I think one thing, you know, we were saying earlier about list, you know, being aware of the signs is... To me, one of the signs is the synchronicities. They're so confirming when you really hear with that psychic ear, you know, that...
Oh, yeah.
Right? I love it.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Because
synchronicity is like the dolphins, you know, and all the dolphins are our play. You know, a lot of the animals know about synchronicity and love and that kind of thing, and being an animal communicator, I know about that too. So what we're coming into, my version of light was always knowing the truth. You know, I could never, being a child, I could never lie because it would always come out as light, and I call that light the truth. I've always been able to speak the truth, and that's where I get that name from.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Beautiful.
Do you remember the movie Cocoon and the people in it as they remove their masks?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They become pure light.
Pure light.
That's
yeah.
right.
Which is us. Yeah. We are like, you know, it's funny. The other day I went, I was someplace, oh, they may be listening. Anyway, a local place getting us some juice. And I had met, yeah, I know, oh, well. But I like you, man. Yeah, I can't, you know, censor. But it was funny because the person was there and their partner, business partner, was there. I hadn't met. And the one partner just is an amazing light. I mean, just exudes, is light, is just, it's just major heart opening. So a lot of light is coming through and just, you can even see it in the face. And then I met the other half, and I'm just not a good poker player. I just don't censor. It is what it, you know, I'm not rude, but I just noticed, and I guess it was in my face, and I just said hi, and we had a short talk. And the following week, because the other partner knows that I'm psychic, said, and he had said, oh, if you ever see anything of this or that, and he said, oh, wait, I was driving out of the driveway. Wait, I want to ask you something. And I said, what? So we talked, and, you know, and then he said, well, I do want to ask you something. I said, go ahead. And he goes, what do you think of my partner? And I said, keep him in the bank. I go, why? And he goes, oh, something changed in your face. And I go, yeah, I don't have a good poker face. I said, well, you're carrying it. It's your energy. You're carrying this project a lot. And he said he was, and he said how fatigued he'd been. And then he said, what do you think of him? He's very intense, huh? And I said, keep him in the back. I said, keep you up front.
Absolutely. How funny.
Right, Amanda? Isn't it? I was just like, and he goes, yeah. I can tell him. I said, no, he has a good heart. I said, but you stay up front, okay? He's not as, you know, lined. And I said, you know, but Spirit is putting us all with people that, you know, you may not normally think you would go together, but there's a resonance and there's a reason. And so, you know, maybe you're carrying this part right now. But it reminded me of this because of what you said. I just thought, oh, I just don't censor. It just shows, you know, if I'm happy.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, it's
nice. Well, it's about speaking your truth, which is what, you know, I've always had, and I call that a blessing. As many people would think it was a curse, it's actually really a blessing, even though people are intimidated by it, and you can walk up to them and say, you know, oh, hey, you know, this is going on, and you're telling them the absolute truth. It's like a child. You know, children should be the president, because a child being the president of the, you know, whole entire country would tell you the truth about everything. And, you know, the government wouldn't lie, and that's just, you know, something to really think about, that even children of light, they tell you the truth no matter what, and they're not afraid. You know, they could walk up to you and say, hey, your hair's sticking up, and they don't care. They're just telling you, hey, you know, you got a hair sticking up, and it looks like you've got, you know, a mohawk or something, and they don't care. They're just telling you how it is.
Mm-hmm. And you think that's a good point, you know, because the children don't lose that connection until it's socialized out. Tammy just put in the chat, Amanda, transparency. So do you feel, in a sense, in this evolution that we're in, this emergence, awakening, quickening, the shift that we're in, that there will be even more of that, that people will be able to embrace?
I think that there's a lot of this coming. I think that there's a lot of this coming in, and I also see that, you know, a lot of the children coming in now or that are, you know, in school are having a really hard time with the fact that everybody else is, you know, trying to fit into this one world when they were born that way. In fact, there's one I'm working with now. You know, the poor thing was medicated so much that, you know, she could still decipher and tell you how she felt, but her body is trying to make this whole transition happen because she's a gifted 15-year-old. She just turned 15 right before Valentine's Day, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, that kid is full of love, and she is, too, but they have a hard time trying to survive us. They call it tolerating us, but there's going to be more of that coming in.
Part of that, I think, is because we're in such the age of medication. I know for
when
I was growing up with this gift, there wasn't the over-medicating like there was now. You know, the doctors are just, you know, writing prescriptions left and right, and, you know, unfortunately a lot of parents disconnected. So they're allowing that. So it's a challenge. It's great that you are working with those beings that are coming in. Okay, we got another. Okay, 305-895, you're on Awakenings. Hello.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, I'm glad you got my phone. I am from Poland, so you might hear some accent. And maybe one sentence I would like to tell you when you talk with that lady, how this spirit world communicate with us about the languages. I learn from my experience because sometimes the spirit comes and when I refer to in Polish, they don't understand. If they really like you and want to stay with you, they learn that language in such a speed you cannot imagine. They have
Thank you. That's very true. Yes.
That they have this ability to learn languages extremely fast. Okay, that I know for sure. But the other things I don't. And
that's very
true,
though. That's very true. They get inspired to learn the language, or they find out more information to figure out what in the world they need to do. That's very good. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, that's true. That's the truth. And when I am coming from my understanding, there is no stupid question. So I would like this medical side of view, intuitive medical side of view. If the sickness create energetic field or energetic field create the sickness, and if this energetic imprints which stay with us, they can harm us in and disturb us in the future. And if you can tell about that anything about me, that side, if you can, because you might not, so just if you can.
Okay, well, I see with you that you've had a lot of energetic things come in medically or physically, but I see that you have healed a lot of those issues. And actually, when you're dealing with looking intuitively, sometimes you'll find it's already in the physical, but what I also can do is I see it in the spiritual before it hits the physical. So sometimes before it even hits the physical, it can be treated in the spiritual so it doesn't hit the physical.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And with you, it's just been a lot. I see a lot of physical in your past. When I look at your energetic map, call it your profile or your background, you know, like when you're going for an interview, you turn in your resume. I see a lot of past medical traumas and issues and sickness, especially with stomach or bacteria or hospitalization in the past. Your current energetic background is you are clear. You've been doing a lot of clearing and healing, so you're very grounded and very focused. I feel like you've been getting over or getting rid of something currently. It's coming up currently, but it's not in your physical field, it's in your energetic field, and it's leaving. So you're very balanced and whole. I see you being okay.
Because that's the very truth. I was kind of dying 3 times in my life. I didn't manage to die, but I was trying 3 times.
Things happen in threes. That's God's number. I find that very common with people. But in your case, it just happened to teach you that you're healthy, you can battle it, and that you are perfectly trained and aligned with the divine to heal yourself. It's not about the sickness. It was more about you learning that, yes, you can heal yourself just like anybody else can. But it's the belief in it and the entrainment, like we talked about training the dog, the ego. We can also train to heal, because naturally we are supposed to be able to heal the body, just like Christ did. We're all Christ-like beings, and we can heal the body.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. Great question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Wonderful beings calling in. Oh, 705-515. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hi, who is this?
This is Wendy from Canada.
Hi, Wendy.
And I have a question about love. His name is Steve, and I'm wondering what you see coming up for us, how he feels about it.
Okay. I feel like you guys have had a really hard past, and if you have not had a hard time with him this lifetime, you have in another, because I see many lifetimes with him and you. I feel like you've known him a very long time. You've been married to him before in many other lifetimes, and he is your soulmate this lifetime.
He is my soulmate.
Yes, he is your soulmate this lifetime, too. He carried it over into this life and other lives previous. And I see that he's very grounded and centered, and he has a loving heart and a great personality for you. Sometimes you have difficult times with him because he's going through transitions or changes. Sometimes you're going through transitions, and you guys may butt heads a time or two. That's just the learning process of your journey and your path, but he is the one who is your long-lost soulmate, your companion, your friend, and the one who's going to help enlighten you through life, this lifetime.
Wow, because he gives me mixed signals, like he's not interested and
right.
interested in a relationship. And
that's only because he is on a journey, too. Like you, he's finding himself, and sometimes, you may not know it, but you give him mixed signals too, not just because of how his communication is energetically, but because of how you communicate together and interact because you're trying to figure out life and the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a climb for you. It's like you're on a mountain. It reminds me of Miley Cyrus has a song out called The Climb. You know, it's not about how fast you get there or what's on the other side, but it's about taking that journey together and realizing, oh, that is my soulmate. So we're climbing this mountain and we're getting to know each other. That's what that is.
Mm. Really? Wow.
Keep with it. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Do you
Thank
see
you.
When we'll get close again?
Oh, I think that's one. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. I think you got. I love what Amanda said about.
Let me say this to everybody. This is a message for everybody, not just her. It's not about the timing because, as I said, it's a climb. Notice in the song "The Climb," it's not about how fast you get there. You're going to get there. And, you know, within the next few months, you're going to see dramatic changes. But it's about taking the journey. That's the idea.
Yeah.
For every one of us, every single person who's on this earth and who's hearing this, it's about our journey. And it's good that she asked the question about timing, but it's everything about taking that journey and being open to where the divine is going to take us. But within the next few months for you, you're going to be fine. And that's my message to everybody. It's about the journey and trusting your divine helpers. That's what it's really about. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, yeah. And it's about the timing, not the time. It happens in divine
right.
timing. Right. Okay, we have
right,
a Skype
the divine
caller.
Timing.
And I'm not sure because it looks all 11111. So I don't know if someone's calling from overseas.
Sounds like that's a Skype call. A Skype
yeah,
call.
Yeah, could be Skype or could be personal caller as well. Either one shows as 111. So hello,
okay.
You're on the program, caller number 3.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
I'm amazed because I won't tell you where I am in terms
okay.
of logistics, but I'm amazed that the communication is so good. Hi, Michelle and Amanda, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Hi.
Hi. I have a question pertaining to medical, and it's pertaining to the ancestors. And, of course, I chose the family I came into.
So did I.
And with this family came certain medical or physical challenges. And I do not plan to or will not keep them with me, but I would like to know the root of it and any antidote that you see for me in the solution. I know spirit
okay.
is the way. I know spirit is the way. I know spirit is the way.
Mm-hmm. If you have, like, health conditions or things that you're, you know, I would say eat right, exercise, you know, and that's pretty much for anybody. Eating properly, you know, nurturing yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, all of those things, keeping every part of your being balanced, even your spiritual part. The root of your causes comes from your parents. I want to say your mom and dad. And it's not their fault. It's just that that's where they came from, and that's what they believe in. So it's kind of rooted from there, and then it was sort of passed on. It's kind of like when you get a cold, and the cold is passed on. I believe in a full recovery of healing for you, and I understand what you mean when you say you were you chose the family. Because the medical challenges and conditions are just ones that we get back to that dog and the ego and training. You know, it's the same thing. Train yourself to heal yourself because that's what you were born naturally to do anyway, and you're not responsible for the medical stuff that you carry. It's not yours. Just, you know, center it and ground it and send it, you know, to be engulfed in light and focus on your true enlightenment on your path.
And so it will be. I thank you.
Thank you for calling today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Peace and blessings.
Mm-hmm. And to you
blessings.
Both. Okay, wonderful. We got 512-990, you're on the program. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello. My name is Isabel.
Hi. Hi, Isabel.
Hi. I have a question for you. About 2 days ago, I was getting a strong smell of tobacco around me. Now, nobody smokes, and there was no one around me, but I would constantly get the strong smell of tobacco. Can you tell me what that's all about?
You have a lot of Native American guides around you, and they use tobacco to do blessings and rituals and to give back to the ancestors and the earth. And you have healing energy and healing ability within your hands and within your soul spirit. So you're just really adopted into a Native American clan.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I'm like, where's the tobacco? And I would look around and like, I don't know. But it was just there.
They got your attention. They got your attention.
Okay,
that's
guys.
That's what they want to do. They want you to embrace your healing ability and your, you know, to be enlightened with who you are and to go forward and spread your message as a healer. So they really did get your attention.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. That's what
Thank
it's
you.
All about.
Thank
you so much for calling in. Blessings and light.
Blessings, love and light to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Nice to get blessed. Hi, 571-282. You're on Awakenings.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm with
Who's
you
this?
In about what
What's
you
your first
say.
Name?
Oh, Karina.
Hello. Hi,
yeah,
Karina.
My name is Karina. Yeah. When you say about everything is a journey and also that we have to leave things for the divine so they can work for us. But there is a moment in our lives that, you know, bills pile up, problems pile up, and even though we go to sleep thinking that they're there and they're going to help us, I mean, there comes a moment that you're caught. There's no doors to open.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just have to really trust that they're... Right, but you got to trust that they're there. That's the whole reasoning behind it is that trust. That trust is huge, knowing that that is there, trusting.
But I do believe that, and even people around me, they tell me, how can I have so much trust? And then on the other hand, you know, you have bills. I mean, I don't get a job. I was trying so hard this week, like to enroll in college to see maybe if trying that and getting alone, and nothing works. So I don't find another door to open.
But the idea is to find the door with inside yourself and find that way of trusting. You have to trust yourself. It's on the inside. Sometimes things don't work out the way we want them to because they have a different plan for us. That's what I really
sometimes
believe.
Sometimes, don't you find, Amanda, sometimes, and I'm not saying necessarily with this call, it may or may not, but sometimes people are looking for the opening in a certain way.
Yeah.
And
appears
in a different form. The other thing that I would say, sometimes if you're there's a lot of blockages, it can be you're needing emotional clearing or some form of healing. There can be a block within that's outpictured or manifested out. So sometimes
that's true too. Sometimes it can be that, and we have to shift ourselves. Absolutely.
What do you see? What do you feel? Why can't I get a job? What, I cannot be more days without a job. I have to pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what is it? I have done everything.
Right. For your reasoning, I feel like it's because you had some massive things you had to go through and changes, and those weren't the right jobs for you. So that's what I think it is. I think God was really telling you this wasn't the right thing for you, so you have to go to the right thing that is for you. And I think that that's the message. I think that really when something is not working, you have to work with God and really ask God and the angels and your guides and helpers, well, what am I supposed to be doing? Really have them, you know, pull you into what you're supposed to be doing. That's how I always look at it. If something isn't working or it's not going my way or it's not flowing properly, because, you know, anything of the divine or God, it flows naturally. And, you know, we're able to do things naturally, I think, if we just, you know, again, letting go, sure. But if you're confused or frustrated, you know, I always go back to that center and either pray or, you know, ask the divine, okay, why don't you tell me what I'm supposed to be doing? And I've had those moments myself, so I understand.
We all do. I like that. So sometimes it's a new way is being shown us or created. So sometimes it's like, okay, if this isn't working, show me what am I not seeing here? What, you know, something new is emerging, something new. We're being redirected. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
We have one more caller.
Thank you.
And 410-305, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. My name is Robin.
Good. Hi, Robin.
Hi. And I'm feeling I felt great in January. My energy, I just felt so good. And now, like in the last 2 weeks, I just feel, blocked, scared, just this unsettled feeling. And I feel like there's changes coming for me, and I don't know if this is my way of kind of holding them at bay or denying that they're going to be coming. I'm not sure, but I just I'm feeling a lot of anxiety.
I hear something in the background there. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you see anything or.
Well, I think again, it's another one of those things that, you know, we go through where we're kind of wondering what God's telling us, you know, kind of one of those, what are you telling me messages? And I feel like, you know, you're coming out of it, because from what I can tell from what you're saying and how you're reacting and how your spirit flows, it's telling me that you need to focus upon what's coming, not what has been, because it is coming. And, you know, you're hardwired into, you know, the divine anyway. So think about that concept. Whenever we think about that, we think about how, you know, we know we're coming out of it. So tell yourself, I'm coming out of it and things are going to start happening for me now, because I feel like now is the time for you to step forward and do what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful callers. Nice.
They were great tonight.
Yeah,
they were great
yeah,
today. Very good people.
Yeah, wonderful insights and wonderful questions. It sparked more questions, so I always love that. I mean, it paused for thought, you know. It's good to have new insight and information and inspiration come in.
Yeah,
Amanda,
it really
this,
is.
Yeah, what do you feel right now, just in the last remaining minutes, to kind of wrap up what most people need to know now, or what you want people to know, what's part of your healing practice as a healer and medical intuitive and psychic medium? What is inspiring you right now that you want to relay to others?
Well, I think that one of the most important things that I've been doing currently is I've been working with a school teacher who teaches in Missouri, and her child, like I said earlier, is one of those that, you know, is very rare that you find, you know, that's just really, really attuned to, you know, good things and nice things and really to the divine. And what I want to say to those people is, you know, that's what we're getting ready to have for the future is more enlightened kids, more enlightened people. And, you know, I think that the main message that I want to convey to people is, you know, it's about the divine and it's about spirit and it's about love. And what these beings are going to do is they're going to come from light and love. And that's what this little girl does is she, you know, I mean, of all days to have a birthday in February, that tells you they're about love. And the message really is for 2012 and the people that are out there, listen to those kids. They have a lot to say, and they're being ignored a lot in this state of grace and age and made fun of and put into boxes. And it's just time to, you know, I think it's time for people to open and be aware of what's around them spiritually, mentally, physically, and to even tune into their own gift that is tuned into God, like we talked about before. I don't just have this gift. All the speakers that speak about this, Sonia Shukat, Michelle White Dove, Greg Braden, I could go on and on and on, John Holland, you know, they all are very wise, and so are you. But we all need to, I think it's all about being equal, coming from love, like these kids are teaching us. And, you know, coming into acceptance of these kids exist. They don't need to be drugged, and neither does, you know, any kid or any being of light or, you know, any person. We just need to really tune into that divine gift of God and be appreciative of what we have around us and really let the divine come in and help us with everyday things. It's about letting go of that marker, all the things we've talked about, the training of the pet, you know, training that ego to step out of the way, or training it to not slobber over everybody or sit or, you know, what have you. We need to be enlightened people and respect God and come from love.
Right. Wonderfully put. Wonderfully put. Well, we have been speaking with Amanda Dowell. You can reach her at ancestoroflight.webs.com. Thank you so much, Amanda, for sharing your insight as well as your life path. Thank you so much for being on Awakenings.
Thank you, Michelle. And my message to everybody is I like to be a guide, helper, and intuitive to help people get to that, you know, real spiritual place where we all need to be. And,
perfect.
You know, that's my mission and my path. So if they want to learn about that, there's my website. If they need help, guidance, I'm here and you're here, and that's what we're about, is getting people to their guidance.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. And thank you, listener participants, also for being on Awakenings and sharing your insight. I loved your calls. Thank you for all of you that called in and all of you that have been holding the sacred space of empowerment in the chat room as well. Remember that what you're seeing on the outside is a bit and perhaps a lot of what you're seeing on the inside. So connect into that wonder child within, that place of intuitive awareness and infinite understanding. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and keep awake.